It is 5:45, and waking up to a temperature of 59 degrees. And if people would just stop, you know, making spam calls, maybe we could call Jason Kanz on a different phone number. But as long as that continues to be a problem, I guess we're going to have to talk to him on his cell phone as we're going to start here on this Monday morning. Best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's not so bad. That's pretty good quality today. So.
Okay. Good. Good. Yeah.
So too many spam calls.
So ever since the storm came through, we've been getting dozens of spam calls, and there's no way to turn off the ringer on our house phone. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. So we finally just unplugged the phone. And what I found is there's no way to actually talk to the people that are calling and say, take me off your list.
Yeah.
So we're done with that.
Yeah, I understand. All right. Well, glad to talk to you still this morning and get caught up. We had breakfast on Saturday at Randy's in Eau Claire, and you noted that I just wasn't myself, and you were correct.
Yes.
One ear was completely blocked with earwax, and I tried to use some something to get some help a little bit on Friday night and again Saturday morning. My wife warned me. She said it could make it worse, and she was right. As wives often are. And so that resulted in identifying with my mom, who since the age of 7, due to either chicken pox or the measles, has been deaf in her left ear. But I only had it for like a night and a day. And so thank you to one of the things I love my wife most is when she removes what looks like a big hunk of caramel out of my ear. And so
nice.
She thought it was like an alien in both ears. So here's the thing. Now I feel like I have bionic hearing today.
Perfect. Yeah. There's almost not much more that's very irritating, right? When there's noise going on around you, you can't hear it, and you want to be part of the conversation, and you feel like you can't be fully present. And that's rough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad that that got fixed for you.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And so then, anyhow, after that, I was, that's what happened later. But before that, I was trying to interview her for our Chippewa Valley this week. And one of the stranger interviews I ever had, because I'm trying to get an update. Timur Gafford has got a dessert celebration Friday night at 6 at Bethesda Lutheran Brethren in Eau Claire, corner of Hamilton and State. Everybody's invited. Though if you are coming, let us know. We want to try to make sure we have enough desserts. And then you get in, then you start getting into, well, the people who are giving up dessert, you need to have a healthier dessert and a gluten-free dessert, and it goes on and on. So it's hard to do anything, well. But anyhow, then all of a sudden this happened in the interview.
Hey, I'd love to know that they're... You found your ferret. Would you like to comment on that?
No, I want him to come out.
So, yeah, when the ferret was missing, and I'd never had that happen in an interview before.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah, not a lot of people even would think of having that happen.
Yeah, that hasn't happened when I interviewed politicians or other movers and shakers. And then, of course, this happened when she tried to record more.
If you are planning on coming, you still have time.
Athena wanted to be in on the action. So, yeah, it was pretty colorful.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds more like my house where you get the dogs just constantly running their mouths in the back backyard, in the back room.
Right.
Yeah.
And ALS Association in the area, they raised over... Well, they raised $40,000 on Saturday with their walk at Irvine Park in Chippewa Falls. And oddly enough, it was on this day in 1941 that we lost this well-known figure.
I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Yeah. Lou Gehrig, 2,130 consecutive games he played, but the disease that was named after him took his life at the age of 37. You realize he died that young.
I did not. I had no idea that he was that young. That ALS is brutal, and I'm really glad they're raising money for that. That's shocking that he was that young when he died.
And it continues, known as the Lou Gehrig's disease. All right.
Right.
We've got Titus 2:15 today.
And that says, you must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them. You have the authority to correct them when necessary, so don't let anyone disregard what you say.
Mm-hmm. And you say, you know what constitutes the good life? Speak about it with conviction and do not be afraid to challenge evil. I have given you a voice for love and peace. That's really beautiful.
Yeah. I that's one I had shared on my Facebook page a couple of years ago. And the idea of we know what's good. Why we should speak out about that. How do we invite people to be more loving, seek more peace, especially in a world where Christians and non-Christians alike seem to be choosing the way of violence? You know, yeah. I think we can move against that.
Very good. Thank you, friend.
You bet.
Appreciate it, everybody. Jason Kanz on WWIB.
For your Monday morning giggle, what is a gorilla's favorite fruit?
I don't know.
Apricots.
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 All right. Thank you. Spelling, just on the heels of the National Spelling Bee there.
Good morning and happy Make Us Last Monday. This is Sherry from Whitehall with a couple of jokes that'll hopefully brighten your day just a little bit. The first one, I got kicked out of the coffee club today. Why, you want to know? Because I was wearing a T-shirt. Next one is, where do people go who have been involved in a peekaboo accident? They go to the ICU. Have a great day. God bless.
Want to join in and keep the good going? Next month's act of kindness is...
Surprising strangers by paying for their ice cream.
You can be part of the kindness jar, too. If you'd like to add to the jar with a gift of any amount, you can give right now at wwib.com/kindness. That's wib.com/kindness.
All right, I'm kind of embarrassed. I almost forgot about Drew Fralick. Did not even promote him. I mean, I have an excuse, but first of all, good morning.
Hey, what's up, Mark? I mean, my goodness, can I just say this real quick? You guys, what a great town. You guys have a kindness jar?
Yeah.
I mean, can we borrow that for Detroit for a little while? Like, that sounds great.
It is, yeah. And every single great month, people. They go out with whatever funds we have and do different acts of kindness and catch them on video, and they can watch it on either Facebook or...
What a cool town.
Yeah.
I love Chippewa Falls. I love Eau Claire.
And Caleb and Sam are pretty committed to doing it all over the WIB listening area, all over western Wisconsin. So you think Detroit could use a kindness jar?
We need a little kindness jar, especially after, you know, a big Lions loss. We could use a little kindness jar.
Well, the Tigers are playing well. All right, so you got a trip to Hong Kong planned.
Yeah, so we've been planning this trip for about a year. I think people know our son is adopted from China. He's 10 years old and hasn't been back since we moved here 8 years ago. So this is actually a really big trip for our family. We're going to be there for a couple of weeks. And yeah, while I'm there, I'm going to be doing comedy in Hong Kong.
Huh.
But mostly just seeing, you know, going back to China, reconnecting, letting him reconnect with the culture, and it's part of our family history, and it should be pretty fun.
Yeah, seriously, because
we leave Friday.
You've had a trip to Africa, and that was clean water related, and your wife's had.
Uh-huh.
It seems like, did your wife go to Africa?
She went to, I think it was Thailand a couple years ago for a missions conference.
But now this is the whole family.
This is the whole family. So any tips you have for a 15-hour flight with a 3-year-old and a 10-year-old? Come on, Mark. You're a man of the world.
I would say Adventures in Odyssey. Let them listen to things they enjoy.
Okay.
Activity books. Anything, basically.
You got to stuff them with snacks, I bet, right?
And I think the thing is, that is a long flight. Yeah, I've done some long flights myself in the day. So, yeah.
Yeah, 15 hours, you know, it could get a little...
Yeah.
A little bit hairy. I remember when we flew back with my son 8 years ago, I remember very distinctly being like, this is the worst flight I've ever been on. Like, this is brutal flight. He cried almost the whole time. And
okay, that's the rough part.
You know, when people are like, I hate those parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, we were them for hours.
But I think now Abner, he's going to be, he's fine, right? He's
Yeah, he's 10. Yeah.
But how old is his sister?
Zipporah is 3.
Yeah, but
what are my prospects there? Is it?
I don't think she's gonna. I don't think she's gonna cry though, as a 3-year-old, right?
No, she won't cry, but just be fidgety. You know
a lot
what
of
mean?
Snacks. Just give her anything she wants. So,
yeah, just give her whatever she wants. Okay.
All right. Well, the report back after the trip. We'll look forward to talking to you. Thanks, Drew.
Say a little prayer for us.
All right. There we go. Work on getting that kindness jar going in Detroit. Our stand-up comic pastor friend, Drew Fralick from DrewFralick.com. All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Monday weekend recap. I'm tempted to yield my time like senators yield on the floor because Caleb had big family doings with his family over the weekend. But quickly, I would say I love my wife for a lot of reasons. One of them is she is skilled at earwax removal. Using the hot water syringe, we got it out. And yeah, thankful for that. So I'm hearing like with bionic ears today. And also had a good game night on Saturday night. Our daughter Grace was in town. Grace and Elena, Peggy and I playing the Clue card game and Phase 10. And so a lot of fun and laughs with that. And church on Sunday, I was the greeter. We had a Sunday morning study working through the Beatitudes these days. And a Sunday night fellowship and dinner group as well. And got the lawn mowed last night before the sun sets.
I still need to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, busy weekend. A lot of, I'd say late nights, but it was more like early mornings, I guess. But started off with a really incredible softball game. I know we were both in separate locations doing some great regional championship softball games. And I was out in Stratford, beautiful facilities out there. So thank you to our hosts. And so I enjoyed that softball game with McDonald and Stratford. And that led into rehearsal dinner day, which was on Friday. And so it was my little sister Promise's wedding. And on Saturday, she married the love of her life, Christian, who's a wonderful young man. And they're just can't wait to see what God does through them together and their marriage and family. And so getting things prepped and, of course, family wedding, lots and lots of food to be prepared and so many different things to be done. So Friday, just trying to help out as much as we could. And then I was the video guy for during the rehearsal and the wedding. I'm in charge of the wedding video and the videographer and trying to do it in a specific style that Promise and Christian had requested. And so getting as much footage as I could on Friday during the rehearsal and then during the wedding as well, too. It was a gorgeous, gorgeous day, kind of a lakeside wedding out in the Cumberland area. And so, again, the food was amazing, incredible help. The way folks from our church family just jumped in and worked so hard to help bless the family on that day. I'll never forget that. And it kept me very, very busy, again, trying to get all the different shots and make sure there's a lot of pressure that you don't miss the moments. So did the best that I could. And thankfully, my wonderful wife says, hey, I'll help you maybe with some of the editing because there's a lot of footage to go through. So that's the next task. But honestly, I'm really, really, really tired. Really tired because
well, thankfully your trip's not as long to Colfax.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yesterday was church, and then got a little boy who had a baseball practice, and trying to get some work done while he was at practice. But yeah, so if you think of it, friends, I could certainly use some prayers for strength and energy because I thought I was going to have an extra day before needing to go out and broadcast sports today, and that didn't happen because of the rain tomorrow. So. God's good. God's good. We're taking it one day at a time.
The Whip Wake Up Show on a Monday morning, WWIB. It doesn't make us laugh Monday. And Sherry in Whitehall, you know, she's one of our most consistent joke tellers, and we appreciate that. She dropped a couple on us before 7 this morning. Well, we got something that may make you smile. This has kind of become an annual tradition for us. Strangest festivals in the summer and fall.
Yeah, I mean, again, we of course look forward to One Fest, and there's so many great county fairs and different things going on during the summer, but here are some that maybe you never realized that you could be taking part in.
Yeah, for instance, maybe you want to go to the International Horseradish Festival, June 6th and 7th in Collinsville, Illinois. We could have that here, probably with Silver Spring Gardens, but Munich has its Oktoberfest, Rio has Carnival, but Montreal has its winter carnival, but only Collinsville, Illinois has the International Horseradish Festival with its horseradish toss, its root grinding, its cornhole tournament, car show, and its personality-based pageant under 18 only. Some food will be served with, of course, horseradish. Some will not.
I have to say, that'll clean out your sinuses. That's for sure.
Yeah.
How about in Chicken, Alaska? June 13th and 14th, coming up soon, the Chicken Stock Music Festival. Huh. This remote festival features Alaskan musicians, quirky games, and the famous Peep Drop in the tiny town of Chicken, Alaska. It's a fun offbeat celebration under the midnight sun. Intriguing, and Alaska's beautiful.
I didn't know there was a Chicken, Alaska. If you want to go to, speaking of chicken, how about the Wayne Chicken Show, July 11th through the 13th in Wayne, Nebraska? It's a quirky celebration of all things chicken. Featuring, yes, clucking contest, chicken-themed games, and the famous chicken dance.
So your wife probably would
not
want
gonna go.
To attend.
She is not going. The festival runs the second weekend of July and is free to attend.
The Wisconsin, here's one that's coming up, end of August, end of August, in Prairie du Sac, Wisconsin, the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw Festival.
Wow.
Y'all know what cow chips are. Uh-huh. Contestants compete to see who can throw dried cow chips the farthest. There's also a parade and family-friendly activities. This rural tradition takes place every Labor Day weekend.
Boy, we humans can find everything to compete about, right? And finally, the Lower Keys Underwater Music Festival, July 11th and 12th in Low Key Reef, Florida Keys. Divers and snorkelers enjoy a unique underwater concert with ocean-themed music broadcast beneath the sea. The festival promotes reef conservation and marine life awareness.
Low-key, I'd like to attend. So there are a few. We've got a few more for you. So you can just make your summer plans by listening to the WIB Wake Up Show this morning.
There you go.
We've got you covered.
Some of the strangest festivals on tap for 2025. We gave you five of them, including the Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw Festival in Prairie du Sac, August 29th and 30th. Caleb, what else do we got?
So the other festivals that you could attend, maybe you want to go to all of these. This is in Clute, Texas. I do not think my kids would be into this, given some of the things they've mentioned recently. It's the Great Texas Mosquito Festival. Already, my kids are like, do we have to go outdoors if there's mosquitoes? Yes, it's part of living where we do. July 24th through the 26th in Clute, Texas, a lighthearted summer festival dedicated to the mosquito, complete with a 26-foot-tall mosquito mascot named Willie Manchu, who greets visitors. Festivities include offbeat competitions like mosquito calling. Why would you want to call more mosquitoes? And mosquito legs contest and plenty of food, music, and family fun celebrating this pesky insect. Huh. That's in Clute, Texas.
Tell us how to get rid of them, right? Meanwhile, Wasteland Weekend, September 24th through the 28th in Edwards, California. Fans of Mad Max and post-apocalyptic culture dress up and immerse themselves in a themed desert world with music, games, and custom vehicles. It's pretty weird. The event is fully costumed and highly immersive.
I wonder if there's no speed limits like in those movies.
Yeah.
How about in Marlinton, West Virginia? Again, here in the WIB Wake Up Show, some quirky offbeat summer festivals. The West Virginia Roadkill Cookoff. This would be in West Virginia. September 27th. It's one day only, thank goodness. A one-day cook-off where chefs compete to make the tastiest wild game dishes using ingredients jokingly billed as roadkill. Okay, I was worried for a second. It's part of the town's Autumn Harvest Festival.
Have you heard of this one? October 4th and 5th in Virginia City, Nevada, the World Championship Outhouse Races. Uh-huh. A hilariously bathroom-themed competition where teams in costume push elaborately decorated outhouse carts down the town's main street in head-to-head races.
That actually sounds really fun. And finally, odd festivals that you could attend this year in Banner Elk, North Carolina. This is October 18th and 19th. It's the Woolly Worm Festival, a charming mountain festival centered on racing woolly bear caterpillars, or woolly worms. Participants enter their fuzzy worms in climbing races up a string, and the fastest worm earns its owner a $1,000 cash prize and the honor of predicting the upcoming winter's weather for the region.
Do you try to train your worm in the off season?
For $1,000? I think so.
It's better than the mosquito festival.
Indeed.
It's a Monday edition of the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Headline: woman discovers hidden treasure while gardening.
Wow. I mean, I never thought that might happen. Usually I thought gardening was just kind of pulling weeds and enjoying the fruits of your hard labor later on.
But, yeah.
Wow, an extra reward for getting that green thumb on.
Yeah, while tending to a Vermont park during the spring cleanup, professional gardener Kelly Wakefield stumbled upon a metal box buried beneath the leaves. To her surprise, it turned out to be a treasure chest filled with old coins, antiques, and even a bullet from the Civil War era.
The box contained a note from Michael Clardy O'Connell, the treasure's creator. O'Connell, an author of two history books, is known for leading treasure hunts throughout the Northeast.
Yeah, he's invested about $150,000 in this passion project and revealed that nearly 10 of his treasure boxes have already been found, though he remains coy about the total number.
So there could be more.
Huh.
So kids, when your parents say, hey, go out and weed the garden, you never know. Mr. O'Connell could have hidden treasure.
Wow.
O'Connell says that the treasure hunt is about encouraging people to explore and enjoy America rather than focusing solely on the rewards.
We don't have much time left in the show, but what did you find buried while you were digging around in your yard?
Yeah, probably not a treasure box from a historian, but maybe, maybe. Hey, something that feels like treasure is new music from Rhett Walker. Brand new from our music director, Greg Stewart. This is called Look at God.
Look at me falling down again. Look
Yeah, I got